Sakt the Mishnevayta Masechta Shabbos, Perik Yud Zayin, Mishnevav. Suppose I'm standing in front of a well. I need a pail. I don't have a pail. I have an idea. What if I cut out part of a pumpkin? I'll take the dry pumpkin shell and use it as a bucket to draw the water. What a wonderful idea. There's only one problem. I'm trying to use it and it's not going because the shell is light. And because the shell is light, it doesn't sink into the water. I'll put a stone in it. I'll put a stone into the shell of the pumpkin. And this way, it'll sink into the water. It'll weigh it down, and I can use it to draw water like a pail. But what about on Shabbos? I just realized something. Didn't we say that a stone is muktzah on Shabbos? Isn't it muktzah machmas gufay? That was one of the categories of muktzah. So am I going to be able to use my new invention over here? My pumpkin pail on Shabbos? It needs the stone. If not, it won't sink into the water in order for me to be able to draw up the water. So let's see what our Mishnah tells us. Ha'evan, let's say you have a stone, shebekeruya, that is in this shell of the melon or the pumpkin. Im memalinba. If you can draw water with this contraption, with this thing that I made, the pumpkin shell and the stone, the ain and I fellas, and the stone does not fall out. In other words, the stone is securely connected over here. Then I have the green light to use it on Shabbos. Memalinba, you can draw water with it. You see, because the stone is securely connected to the shell, it becomes part of the keli. And therefore, it's like it's a keli itself. It's not muksa. But v'imlav, if the stone is flying around loosely over here, it's not securely connected, it would fall out. So then it's a separate stone. It's not part of the keli. And ein memalimba, I can't draw water with this shell. Because this stone would be muksa like all stones are muksa. But wait a second. Explain something to me. I understand that the stone is muksa. But why is the shell muksa? And the answer is, the shell becomes, and this is a new type of muksa, which I don't think we discussed yet, maybe we mentioned it once. It's called a basis ledavar aser, a base for something that is aser. Let's try to explain what that is. If you have something which is mutter to move around, but there's something muksa laying on it, and it was laying on it bein hashmashes. That something that is supporting the muksa item has a din of a basis. It's a base for the muksa item. And even, let's say, the muksa item somehow fell off during Shabbos, the table that was holding it, or the case, whatever it is that's holding up the muksa item, stays muksa. Remember what we said? Anything that's muksa at the beginning of Shabbos bein hashmashes is muksa the entire Shabbos. Now, there are certain conditions in order for something to become a basis l'davar aser. For example, it has to be that it was put there with rishus. Let's say your friend is upset, so he's going to take a flashlight and put it on your hat. Ha ha, the flashlight was on your hat. When Shabbos came in, your hat is muksa the entire Shabbos. It won't work. It's only something that was put there bit of shus. Anyway, I hope you don't have those kind of friends. Also, in order for it to be a bus as the davar aser, it has to be that the muksa item was put there bikavana lechetchila. It wasn't just that, what should I do with my phone? Where should I put it? You put it down for a second, not even realizing where you put it. So we don't say that where you placed it becomes a bus l'davar aser. And of course, as explained, it had to have been there as Shabbos came in. It was there as Shabbos comes in. Also, it has to be that the only thing laying on the buses is the davar aser. Suppose there are muksa things and non-muksa things laying on it. Let's say you left on a table from Erev Shabbos, your pen, some food, a sefer, it doesn't become aser. It may depend on what's the main thing, what's the more chashuv thing, the muksa or non-muksa item. We're not getting into all the halachis of it. I just want to give you a general idea. That's why you may take note that many people are makpid to have the chalas on the table Erev Shabbos before you light the neiros. That's because we don't want the table to become a basis l'davar aser. It would be a basis for the candlesticks. This way, even if you wanted to move the table, it would be possible to move it. If the candles are actually burning, there may be a different shaila about the fire, but as far as muktzah is concerned, it wouldn't be a problem. How's about, this is an interesting shaila, what if you found money in your pocket by mistake? Does that mean that your pants become a bosses, the davar asur, and your pants are muktzah? Well, no, because you didn't put it there b'kavana, you forgot to take it out. Under those circumstances, a bosses doesn't become asur, so you can shake it out. So those are some of the halachas of a bosses, the davar asur, and that's our problem here in the Mishnah. If the stone is not securely fastened, so you have a pumpkin shell that's holding a stone, so the pumpkin shell becomes muktzah, even if the stone would fall out. But if the stone is firmly connected, it becomes part of the keli. Okay, here's someone else who innovated. He didn't have a rope. What did he do? He took a branch. Zemoira, a branch, she kishura, that is tied, bitofiach, it's tied to a pitcher. No, a branch, isn't that muktzah? Stamazah, you're walking on Shabbos, you see a branch on the floor, you can't touch it, you can't move it, I mean. That would be muktzah. And the answer is, that being that he tied it to this little jug prior to Shabbos, it becomes a keli. And therefore, again, Zemaira, a branch, he kashur that is tied b'tefiach to this jug, as long as it was tied before Shabbos to the jug, memalim baba Shabbos, you can draw water with it on Shabbos. So once again, if you have a stone in a pumpkin shell, if, when you fill it with water, it doesn't fall out, it becomes part of the keli, no problem. If it's loose, then it is a keli, and we have a muktzah situation over here, because it's a basis ledavra asr, as explained. What about a branch? As long as you tied it to the jug before Shabbos, you can fill it up on Shabbos. And let's see if you remember some of the halachis of basis ledavra asr that we discussed. Can I turn your hat into a basis ledavar asr? No, it has to be bereshus. It has to be some place where you didn't just forget and put something on it. It has to be that you put it there bekavana. What if I have both muktzah and non-muktzah items? Then it could be okay. It may depend on which is more chashiv or how many items you have over here, which are muktzah, which are not muktzah. How's about your pants? Are your pants muktzah if you forgot money in it? So we said no, because you forgot it there. You didn't intend to keep it there in Shabbos. Therefore, you just have to shake it out. And in order for something to become a basis ledavar asur, one more thing. When does the muktzah item have to be laying on it? That's right. Erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. But if it does meet all of the categories of basis ledavar asur, even if the muktzah item fell off, or your little brother again came and took it off, let's say, and the item that was supporting the muktzah before Shabbos stays muktzah throughout the rest of Shabbos.